Even in the best of times, the restaurant business can be tough. 25% of restaurants fail in their first year, according to a statistical analysis by Cornell and Michigan State University. 15% of businesses overall fail in their first years. Our colleague Steve Scherer dropped in on a new restaurant in his neighborhood to see how it was faring.
After years of struggling, the Italian place around the corner from my house in the Ravenna Bryant neighborhood closed, a victim of the Great Recession. It had been preceded in that space by a Middle Eastern place that had struggled for a few years as well. It's a tough location in the best of times. It's outside an established business district by a few blocks. It depends on walk-ins, drive-bys, and reputation. But hope springs eternal.
I've worked long enough for the people. As a good human being, good citizen, you're thankful that someone is employing you, given circumstances around the world. And, you know, especially when you're an immigrant, you appreciate that you got a job. Once you go past that, I want to progress. I want to do better. I want to give jobs to other people. I want to be a helping part of society.
And make a little money.
Of course. I mean, it's all part of it.
Abe Hodgel opened Zouave last summer. They're still trying to find their clientele. It was empty around 6 on Tuesday night. It's a small place. The kitchen is behind a tall counter. There are maybe 10 tables inside, and there is covered and heated outside dining. Abe says he's trying to carve out a unique identity with flavors from countries around the Mediterranean.
In fact, you look at our menu, you see couscous. For instance, today we have the tagine, which is more known as Moroccan couscous with fruits and nuts.
What are those fruits and nuts?
I have apricots, I got prunes, and I do have currants, then slivered almonds, and I got some vegetables such as I do have green beans, asparagus, and other stuff I add to it.
And then
just
what?
To make it pure vegetarian, this is pumpkin. Sweet pumpkin.
How will the pumpkin be unique to what you're
it is,
making?
I grew up eating pumpkin and couscous. And, you know, when you cook it, we could say overcook it. When you cook it long enough, it turns into almost like gravy. So if you have a little vegetable, an additional vegetable, or a chicken breast, or whatever kind of meat you have in it, it really comes very tasty.
How do you spice the couscous. Pumpkin and the couscous?
I do have the spices from the Western Mediterranean area, particularly the Berber spices. I create myself as I go. Garlic, paprika, cumin, salt and pepper, obviously, it goes everywhere. Then I add a little bit of cayenne for a kick.
And the name of your restaurant is?
The name of the restaurant is Zouave, as in Zouave, it's a native of Northern Africa. Precisely on the Atlas Mountains of Algeria, the French military, the Zouave.
Wait, it's, from the French military?
Yes, it is. It's a native Northern African, actually, which is used to be a tribal name. But when the natives were recruited by the French while controlling that particular area between 1830 and 1962, they recruited some natives. That would be my grandpa's generation.
So it's named in memory of your grandpa then?
Not exactly. I use the metaphor here. I'm a native. I'm Berber myself. But I did live in Spain. I lived in some German parts of Europe where I went to school. And I lived in northeast of Italy. That's where I got my training mostly. So I kind of, without coming across as arrogant about it, I figured here it is. I'm like the Zouave, representing all these cultures around the Mediterranean and serving food.
This is your first restaurant where you're the chef.
This is my first restaurant. I'm the chef and part owner as well.
What's your goal?
I have been in the U.S. for the last 17 years now. I have worked in an Italian restaurant like Umberto's, La Bucca's downtown, and that the last job I held was up in Edmonds. He's part French, part Italian. I worked for him. I stood behind the food I cooked. So I figured that this opportunity came up for me to be an owner of a restaurant. I figured, well, why not? And I'm cooking for myself, so to say.
We're with Abe Hodgel at Zouave, his restaurant in Ravenna, just past 25th on 65th. You took a chance opening a restaurant when the economy was still a little shaky.
In my mind, the economy was shaky about 7-8 years ago. The economy has healed a bit in comparison to 5, 6, or 7 years ago.
Are you seeing that in the restaurant?
The funny thing is we opened in midsummer, and it was fairly positive. It has dropped slightly now, but we're doing everything we know and everything we can to keep up and look forward in doing better.
What frightens you about where you are right now in business?
I cannot pinpoint any particular thing which frightens me, other than we discovered, I know it's going to sound a little negative, but I try to stay away from that. A couple people have put some ads on Yelp, which have nothing to do with the truth.
But negative reaction on social media.
Negative reaction. Then you figured, okay, we might have stepped on someone's toe or somebody's feeling our presence. But yet again, like I said, I try not to feed that. I have where I'm going with this. I'll keep it up. That's about it.
You have your vision.
That's about it. That's what it is.
What is your vision for what you want people to learn from cuisine that is from across the Mediterranean?
Not really representing the whole 100% of the Mediterranean cuisine, but every single dish I would cook, like moussaka or roulade, which would be very French, or paella from Spain, or couscous tagine, or anything from Northern Africa. If I cook a Greek dish or a French dish or Spanish dish or a Berber dish, from Algiers or the Atlas Mountains, it's because I know how to make it. But at the end of the day, like I always told my patrons, they have the last word.
Why do you love food?
Well, I was telling Kelly a few minutes ago. She's a loyal waitress, and we worked together in the past. And I scribbled a few things there on the wine rack in Berber language. And she said, "What does it mean?" I said, "Here it is. Eat, be healthy, and live." In that particular order, not in different order. So I said, this is what it is. Practically, it's part of life.
What is that in Berber, by the way?
In Berber, that would be Uchi, Thin Mirth, Thithers.
Abe Hajil is co-owner and chef at Zouave in the Ravenna Bryant neighborhood. This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.